Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colbert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a scruffy poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis, so good to see you.
So good to see you.
I was out of town last week, and I can't remember. When did we record the last episode? Did we do it on the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been a full week.
It was, I think, the day before you left.
This seems like something I'd do to myself.
Yes. If I don't recall, you were real quick before you left planning a full party, packing and recording all in one day.
Yeah. Now, I wish that that was an exaggeration of any sort, but a previous guest on the show, Dana Witkins, was leaving the company and I had to throw her a social distance party, mostly because we love Dana, partially because she got that baby corgi. She got a little corgi puppy on her hands.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You gotta do it. But yes, excellent memory. Also, yes, that sounds like are you a good packer, a header?
No.
Or like planner, a header of anything? Yes.
Nope. Packing, no. Only because I get like weirdly stressed where I'm like, well, I can't pack yet. I need my toothbrush. Like, why would I pack now when I'm gonna have to get that out?
Yes.
It's just never quite, my brain doesn't quite work the way it should for that. But planning, I'm medium for like a vacation. I want like a couple days where I know exactly what, like, you know, there's a thing that we're going to do on such and such day. But then also if there's too many plans, I don't like that either.
Yep.
So
the exact same. I think this trip helped me learn maybe have a few more plans in place.
Sure. Yeah.
I knew where I was going. help yourself out a little bit. Do a little bit extra planning. But I think it's a combination of two things. One is you don't want that. Like, you're on vacation. That's the whole point of it, is that you want it to be easy breezy. But then two, that adrenaline rush of being like, I figured it out on the fly by the seat of my pants. It feels so good.
Definitely.
It feels so good when you do it. And then you get to like be smug against the people who planned. You're like, well, I hope you had fun planning. I did the same thing.
Yeah, I did
without
pack
planning.
My windbreaker. Thanks.
It happened to be in the car. So we're fine. Now, listen, I want all kinds of updates, but we have a whole segment dedicated to such a thing.
That's
so do you suppose we should scoot to Malou on into there? And I can hear all the rest.
I've been waiting for you to scoot to Malou. Yes.
Perfect. Do we want to let our sweet, sweet listeners in on? Well, first, my goodness, you guys, iTunes, Apple Podcast reviews, you're just being the sweetest little sweeties. And last week I said, hey, listen, you give me a review, I'm going to give you a review.
Yes.
So many sweet reviews went up this week. And just one DM about it. Just one. So I want to review you and how nice your review was, but you got to DM me
do
it.
Maybe people are intimidated by the term review. Where they go, well, what if she doesn't like me?
Yeah, that's true. I got a lot of one stars coming at you, people.
You didn't necessarily say it was a good review.
let me assure you, it's going to be a good review. It's going to be good. 5 stars. A lot of accolades. Oof. A lot of superlatives. Oof. It's going to be great. I'm not on, the only one left is Instagram.
Right.
So you can do it through me or Tugboat. Tugboat will also happily give you a compliment.
That's more
but
fun.
But if you review on Apple Podcasts, you'll screen grab. Send that to me or Tugboat, and then we'll be happy to give you some compliments back.
Yeah.
The thing that I would like to offer.
That's very kind.
Okay.
And also, I'm just going to say thank you so much. They make me cry almost every time I read them.
Real nice. It's, would you, listen, because you know how I'm working on not being so self-deprecating.
Sure.
Which I decided today, and it didn't last.
Oh.
It didn't take. It didn't stick. but would you say maybe a little undeserved? Like some of it's a little too nice?
Yeah, I mean,
sure.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. But maybe that's just imposter syndrome. I don't know.
Sure. Well, you're making great points.
Thank you.
I tell you what. Well, I'm going to go work on being okay with my imposter syndrome.
Okay.
You tell these sweet, sweet listeners what they've got themselves into this week.
I would love to. So we have some Crumbody updates for you because Tug went on a little trip. So we got to hear all about Tug's trip. And yes. then I have to explain to everybody how Rooney and Crumb can finally play in one specific way together.
Great.
We have a little Halloween dog ghost stories for you because it is tis the season, as they say.
Of course.
We have a dog joke sent by Deborah. We have a My Mutt Minute from Story and Finn. And I'm going to call it dog tech. Of a little...
dog tech. Well, what would you put if it's tech and entertainment together?
Techertainment.
Techertainment. Mm-hmm. So dog techertainment Easy. Coming at you.
It comes right off the tongue.
It sure does.
And that's our good show. It's going to be a good show, and that's it.
A good show. I want you to go ahead and put that out there. This one's going to be good. I promise. Now, Alexis, you know I would love to hear nothing more mm-hmm. about how Rooney and Crumbo are doing yes. in this segment that we're in right now called Crumbody.
Oh, look at that. We're in the segment. Okay.
We're here. We're here. We've arrived. They can play in one specific way.
Yes. Okay. So okay. We've done it. We've unlocked the code. So update on Rooney is that I think she does have a home, but it's not available for another week or so. So right now she's having fun at us.
Excellent job. Also, excellent job. You're brushing over that. Like, that's an easy thing to do. I think sometimes it can be tough. Nice work.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. But here's the biggest news of all is that the way that they can play is if there's a full-size tennis ball that they both want to play with.
Sure.
First, usually it takes Crumb. Crumb needs to like get engaged, and then Rooney's like, wait, you know what? I want that tennis ball. I didn't realize that tennis balls were fun. I want to play with it.
Yeah.
So then Rooney holds it in her mouth, and Crumb tries to get it from her, and they can do this for probably an hour straight, but it works because Rooney can't bite him because she has a tennis ball in her mouth.
Perfect.
And it is just, it's such a relief. You watch and you go, oh wow, because she holds onto it tight. She's not letting him get it, and she still tries to bite him with the tennis ball in her mouth. She like nudges it on him, but hey, no teeth.
No notes. I think we could work with this completely for an hour, you say?
About.
An hour straight?
I mean, Rooney's a puppy, so she's ready to go, you know?
And Crumbs are ready for it.
Crumb's ready.
I love this so much. Do you have enough tennis balls? Do you need me to fix them up for you?
They are dwindling, because that's another thing is, like, I forget how just powerful a bigger dog is, because Crumb has had the same tennis balls since the day I got him. He's so delicate. He holds them by, like, the fibers of the tennis ball. And Rooney just and so they're getting smaller is what I've noticed. Every tennis ball is shrunk.
Which is that seems like about right. Well, you keep me posted. As you know, the little hike that we do goes by a golf course and a tennis course, and those tennis balls hop on over every now and again. There's not one that's made at home. They get destroyed that quickly. But I can maybe put one in my pocket.
Right. The classic, it fits perfect in my pocket. Tennis balls? Easy.
Perfect for pockets. That's why we all play.
Tell me about Tug and yours trips, but mostly Tug's trips.
I would love nothing more. So we went up to Columbia River Gorge. And the reason that this, first off, so many incredible listeners in Oregon. Everyone was so nice. Like, numerous people were like, you got to check out this place.
Wow.
You got to check out this place. So kind.
Nice.
So gracious. It definitely occurred to me, because when we did Bridgetown up in Portland, we had so many little sweeties come out that
That's
I knew
true.
We had a lot of listeners up there. So it occurred to me, I was like, we should do like some sort of meetup. And then I was like, I don't know how you do that in COVID times.
Yeah.
So we'll just come back. We'll come back when you're allowed to be around people again. We'll get it figured out. But this time, I Googled, where do I find fall foliage? And it told me Columbia River Gorge. So upwards we went. Probably got there a few weeks early. Just a little bit. It's a little yellow.
Sure.
Yellow and green. Not quite a crisp red. But I tell you what, for those waterfalls, worth it. Just so pretty. So great. So I was supposed to be there for 3 days. The first day, it was like a storm. So ton of rain, ton of wind. Power was out for like 3 hours. Just a real rough time.
Classic vacation destination.
Of course. But the place where we were staying had a little backyard. So Tug got to flop in the mud there. We went on a few little things, but it was just like, it was crazy windy. So we're like, no problem. We'll just, we'll do it tomorrow. So then the next day we went on it's supposed to be a 6 mile hike. A round trip. So we're curving the bend, and it was incredible. The waterfalls are amazing. Tug's having the best time. We had one little tiff that I wouldn't let him down, jump down the waterfall.
Ugh.
a little bit mad at me.
Mom, at me.
We got past it. We got past it. So we're coming around the bend, and I don't think I'm exaggerating. At 5.5 miles, the storm that happened the day before had a tree collapse onto the trail, and then a bunch of rocks, and it was just closed. You had to turn back. So my sweet pup, who isn't much of an endurance boy, was already pushing it to do 6 miles. And then we had to have a little sit down and be like, hey, just real quick, the 6 mile hike
is
going to take
down,
it's going to turn into 12 miles.
Oh, buddy.
It's a quick 12 mile hike. But he was a good sport about it as we came back around. And then, Alexis, this is where my adventure turns into a dogzaster.
Okay.
But it's a mysterious dogzaster. So I was walking by, and he was on the leash the whole time. And I definitely think I've learned that, like, this is not a pup that you can let off the leash.
Right.
But we haven't run into anybody this entire time because it's still a little windy and rainy and cold. So for like 20 minutes, I was just like, you can't. But I got to thinking all the times in my life where people had just trusted me with a project, if they had just believed in me, if they had just given me a chance to prove to them I could do it. I was just like, you know what? Yeah. I should give him the chance.
Wow.
I should give him the chance. So I take him off the leash, and he's so good. He's so good for like 20 minutes. He does the best job for about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then we hear a rustle in the branches, and he is just gone. And I tell you what you do. You take after the way your parents would have parented you.
Uh-huh.
My parents are real big. Anytime I misbehaved, they just kept walking. Because it does kind of work. If you ignore the behavior, it'll turn back around. So at that point, I felt annoyed because I'm calling his name and he's not coming back. And I'm just like, come on, Tug.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm kidding. Between 5 and 10 minutes, he's just gone.
Wow.
But I'm just like walking down the trail, calling his name. I hear rustles.
Yeah.
So I know he's around. And then he just comes back. We are not big swears on this podcast, mm-hmm. but the type of grin that requires a swear. Is the type of grit he's got on his
face.
Something has gone down and he is so proud of himself. He is so happy. And I was just like, well, you know what?
Yep.
What happens in the Columbia River Gorge stays in the Columbia River Gorge. It's fine.
That is their motto.
So, of course. So then we keep walking, and I would say like towards the very, very end of the hike, another lady comes around. There's another lady there.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes up and she goes, I know your dog. And I got a little arrogant. I was just like, well, he is, you're not famous. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Talk about the fluffy pup on Instagram, of course. So I was just like, you do? Waiting for her to be like, talk about the fluffy pup on Instagram. She's like, well, he was off leash. And I went, oh no. And I will send you the photo. We will post it online. But Tug, I've never seen the way he was immediately like, oh, she's going to tattle on me.
Oh
God. He got so like, just his little head on top of his paws laying down.
I'm a good boy.
And this is where this nice lady who I thought was going to be nice to me turned into a little bit of a Karen, a little bit of a like born to scold and judge.
Oh boy.
Of just like, I was hiking and I saw he just ran past me and then he ran past me again and then he ran past me again. So he was clearly chasing something.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he was after something and I don't know how that ended up. And at this point, Tug's back on his leash, but over and over again, she was like, you should keep him on his leash. I was like, yep, we're there. I hear you. And it started to be like nice about it. And I was like, of course. But by about the fourth time, she told me to keep him on his leash. She's like, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got it. And then Tug was so well behaved for the last like mile of the hike. Just absolute, just perfect. Just couldn't be better. So Alexis, I don't know what happened during those 5 or 10 minutes.
Wow.
Karen does.
Karen does and was upset by it. There's something
so funny
about being like, that dog ran past me and then past me again and then again. It ran straight past.
Like, yes, she is right.
Yeah, sure.
I should not have let him off the leash.
I
feel slightly vindicated and that I did think about it.
Yeah.
I definitely was conflicted.
It's also like, I understand the risks and all that stuff, but it's like, I don't know. I just wanted him to be able to run for a minute.
Yes.
Sue me. Fine. I mean, please don't. I think you can. Please don't.
Please don't. So hopefully all critters are okay.
Yeah.
For the most part, we had the best time ever. But then the next day, I couldn't get him to do anything.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And I don't know if he was done because he got tattled on.
Right.
Or if he was done because he was tired. I think it was because he was tired. Man. But we had that one day was the very best day, but we definitely both got in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did. I like to imagine you kind of had matching like, oh no, faces when she found you. Oh shoot.
I will. I'll send it to you, but then I'll also post it for the folks. But that's it. That's it for Crumbody this week.
Hey Alexis.
Hey Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for my Mutt Minute with Story and Fan. Hit it.
Woo!
My name is Story, and this is my Mutt Minute about my stubborn floppy boy Finn. Finn is a 4-month-old Basset Hound Lab mix. He is black with white tips on his nose, feet, and tail. He has yet to meet a dog or human he doesn't like, but his favorite person is my 2.5-year-old daughter, Sawyer. I think because she shares her toys with him. His favorite thing to do is go to the dog park at our apartment and wait for his best friends, Swayze and Miller, to come play. They could roll around for hours. His social demeanor does make walks difficult because every time we see another dog or human in the hall or on the street, he just flops over and I have to drag him across the ground. Adding to his floppiness are his big Basset Hound ears and his giant paws, which he trips over every now and then. He's going to be a big guy when he grows into them. Finn has been such a fun addition to our family and we love him so much already. Time.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah.
How? How are we supposed to deal with that?
I don't know. I mean, I think I've talked about this in the show, but I've had 3 Basset Hounds in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the puppies doesn't seem fair that they're as cute as they are.
It really doesn't. It is, and then mixed with a lab.
Oh.
Now, were photos sent in with this? Do we have some pics? Of course.
You better believe
it. Of course. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, obviously, we'll post these, but get ready to lose your mind. Now, here's what I think is so sweet about it.
Yes.
The names
are
phenomenal and got friends named Swayze and Miller.
Swayze.
Of course.
Do you think
we have to make a movie out of that, a coming of age
100%.
Type of thing?
Like, something about Finn and Swayze hanging out is too cute.
The best. And listen, that daughter sounds real cute.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board, I have no notes for this other than, actually, Alexa, take it back. I do have a note.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
A little too cute.
Wow.
It was almost too cute. No, I don't want to say a little too cute. I want to say almost too cute.
Yeah, okay.
I almost couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
But just, I dug down deep.
You're like,
I was able
I can
to do it.
This. Yeah.
I believe in myself.
Yeah.
Alexa, someone else wanted to send in their My Mutt Minute. How could they do it?
If you've got a too cute My Mutt Minute, go ahead and send that over to canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. Record it on whatever device you have, your phone, your very fancy Zoom that you bought once, and you were like, what do I do with this? Record your My Mutt Minute on it. And email it to us and we'll play it on the show.
Perfect.
Hello there, ghouls and gals. It is I, April Wolf. I'm here to take you through the twisty, scary, heart-pounding world of genre cinema on the exhilarating program known as Switchblade Sisters. The concept is simple. I invite a female filmmaker on each week, and we discuss their favorite genre film. Listen in closely to hear past guests like The Babadook director, Jennifer Kent, Winter's Bone director, Deborah Granick, and so many others every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. Tune in if you dare.
It's actually a very thought-provoking show that deeply explores the craft and philosophy behind the filmmaking process while also examining film through the lens of the female gaze. So, like, you should listen.
Switchblade Sisters.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is Wonderful.
It's a podcast that we do as we are married. And how's the ad going so far? Because I think it's going very good.
We talk about things we like every week on Wednesdays.
One time Rachel talked about pumpernickel bread. It was so tight. You cannot afford to miss her talking about this sweet brown bread.
We also talk about music and poems and, you know, weather.
There was one...
Weather?
One time Rachel talked about Baby Beluga, the song, for like 14 minutes. And it just really blew my hair back.
So check us out on MaximumFun.org.
It's a cool podcast with chill vibes. Amber is the color of our energy, is what all the iTunes reviews say.
They will now.
Renee?
Yes, Alexis?
Guess what? The clock has struck joke.
What is the clock struck joke? Oh, I see. The clock is struck joke.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we just had, you asked me what time it was before. I said I didn't know. You said it was my minute. But now time has passed and it has just struck joke.
Oh, it's one of our favorite times on the show. I got to tell you. Joke time.
I will say doing the segment makes me like, suddenly I get very nervous as if this is my stand-up that I'm presenting to you.
And you should, because I take it at that exact same level of judgment as anyone would.
Right.
So pressure's on.
Okay.
Make me laugh.
Okay, so this one comes from Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said this has been her favorite joke since she was a kid.
Okay. So,
why did the man who had a dog with no legs name him Cigarette?
I don't know.
Because every day he took him out for a drag.
Oh, no.
It's a scary one for Halloween.
It's spooky. It's very spooky. Now, I don't like it,
no,
but I did laugh.
It's funny. It's but bad, I did laugh. But it's funny. And
yes.
I would normally say too far, but it's spooky month. And also, yeah. I imagine that he's being dragged on a very nice little pad and he loves it.
I was going to say, let's sort of, you know, flower this out a little bit, give some more details that obviously it's like Aladdin in the red carpet or like any of us enjoyed going down the stairs on a sleeping bag.
Exactly.
It's a Cigarette's favorite part of the day.
Exactly. It's awesome.
It's so accommodating.
Yeah.
He loves it so much. And the leash is attached to the sleeping bag.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Cigarette's just on for a ride.
He's like, hey, what's up? And also it's such a, like, when he's going through the neighborhood, everyone's like, hey, and he shakes his tail.
So good to see you. I'm having the best. He probably got some snacks with him as well.
For sure. Yeah.
Of course. He's couldn't be more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. And it's too long to say to take the sleeping bag out for a drag. So
exactly, yes.
You just, they've shortened it. They've got sort of a quick hand between the two of them.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Quick hand, shorthand.
Yeah, either way.
They got a quick shorthand.
A quick shorthand. Whoa, wow.
Take it out for a drag.
Yeah.
The dog couldn't be happier.
Exactly.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Great joke. Alexis, well, now what time is it?
Now it's time to get a little scary.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. It's spooky. Spooky time.
So a little warning, like, these are dog ghosts. So these are little dog ghost stories. So I just want to warn everyone that we're dealing with some spooky dogs.
It's a little spooky.
A little spooky.
I would, if you're listening, turn all the lights on.
Yes.
Good. Do a little dance. Mm-hmm. Did you hear a spooky story?
Okay.
Which is what I do when I watch any type of movie. It was a little bit scary.
Okay.
Turn all the lights on. Just dance a little bit.
Interesting. Okay.
Great.
Also, if you're like, you know what? 'Tis the season. Lean in. Turn all the lights off. Light a candle. See what happens.
Let's see.
Let's
see what you can handle. Either way, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's hear some spooky dog ghost stories.
Okay.
Go.
So the first one is the Blue Dog Legend. And this is said to be the oldest ghost story in American history, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Gotta say. It dates back to 1700s in Port Tobacco, Maryland, which is the name of a town, not just two things I was thinking of.
Okay.
So, legend has it that late one night, a man named Charles Thomas Sims entered a tavern with his faithful hound, Blue Dog, which that's the name of the dog. That's why
name of the story.
Blue Dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sims proceeded to brag the locals like about how much gold he had. And he had a rather large estate. After a long night of drinking, Sims and his dog departed only to be stalked by a man named Henry Hanos, who wanted to rob Sims of his gold. Mm. A fight ensued on Rose Hill Road, and ultimately both Sims and Blue Dog were killed.
Oh.
However, Hanos then buried...
Sure, it was their time. They were old.
Yeah,
we forgot to mention how old they were.
Oh,
very, very old.
Both
died of a happy old age.
This dog was 95. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hanos then buried Sims' gold under a large holly tree on the same road where he planned to retrieve it once the dust had settled. However, when he returned to the tree some 3 days later, he was scared off by the ghost of Blue Dog, who had returned to protect his master's treasure. To this day,
obviously,
the locals say that every February 8th, the day after my birthday, on the anniversary of the robbery, Blue Dog can be heard howling by the tree and waiting for his master to return for his treasure. Now that's a loyal dog.
That is a loyal dog.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it so much. Now, you know, I got to make it a happy story.
Yeah,
I got to
make
it a happy story. So listen, the owner's coming back and forth all over the place, but he's not great at directions.
No.
So So the only time we're seeing this ghost is he's lost again, but he's back.
He walked
over
there.
Nobody's pining for anyone. Exactly. No one's sad. It's a great spooky story. Great. Love it.
Great.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
The next story I selected because this dog name is Preston.
Okay.
And Preston is my last name in case nobody had caught that in the intro. Okay.
Good.
So the story goes that one Halloween, almost 50 years ago, Preston was walking with a group of trick-or-treaters when a little boy stopped to pick up the candy that had dropped on the road. The boy's sister went to pull him off, but there's a streetcar approaching, and Preston got there first, pushed the boy out of the way, but unfortunately was struck. However, this is scary. But
he was very old. Very, very old. Gosh. He was very old. Just the coincidence of it all is wild.
But here's the thing. After making sure her brother was okay, the girl went back to look for Preston, and he was gone.
Hmm.
Now, locals say that every year on Halloween, trick-or-treaters who wander too close to the road have reported being bumped back onto the sidewalk by the gentle ghost of Preston, who is always diligently walking up and down the neighborhood until all the lights go out every year.
Preston. Mm-hmm. I love. Now, I'd like to say that I've maybe bumped into Preston every now and again.
Right?
I tell you what, these curbs, you know when you're walking on a curb and you just kind of whoop, lost my footing and then you upsy-daisy back up? That wasn't self-propelled. Preston, just giving you a little, here she goes again.
Here you go. Get it back up.
Right. We made you a sidewalk for a reason. But there you go.
Preston.
Thank you, Preston.
Preston makes the sidewalks also. He's a very busy dog.
He's quite productive. Okay.
Okay. This is my last one.
Last one. These are great. Where'd you find these?
Online. I Googled, Googled around. Found
dog
some,
ghost stories?
Yeah. Pretty
successfully.
Tough to find. I'm just
kidding. I'll say.
They come right up.
Okay.
Okay. So this one I like because.
Yes.
This one comes from Christopher Knight, who played Peter Brady in The Brady Bunch, which is funny to me.
Yes, it is. It is very funny. Okay.
He's
writing dog ghost stories now. That tracks.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So good old Christopher Knight. He was staying at the house of his friend Mike. I'm not going to say Mike's last name for some reason. That feels weird to me. So he's staying at his friend Mike's house when he was visited by the ghost of two hound dogs. They appeared at the foot of his bed while he was sleeping, and he awoke to feel their breath on his face. They were not menacing or scary, but rather regal and calm. Knight says they were also accompanied by a little girl who called to them from the doorway until they turned around and left. The next morning, Knight mentioned the dogs to his friend, who took him into the study and showed him a portrait of two hound dogs who used to live at the property. They looked identical to the dogs he saw in the bedroom, and Knight remains convinced to this day they were checking in on him while he slept.
I love that one's just sweet.
Yeah,
I like that. I can if you want. They had a wild night of libations, and he had specifically shown him that photo and the story the night before. Then in his dream, he was just like, "You won't believe, like, yeah, man, I told you that last night."
Yeah, man, what are you talking about? I showed you; those were my dogs. I was telling you about.
Exactly.
He's just a bad listener. It's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. Bad listeners and clumsy people. That's what ghost stories are made of. I love these so much. Those are so charming. Thank you so much for finding them.
Of course.
Great work.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Well, now, Alexis, what I want to tell you is, what was that cute thing you came up with? Tech-tainment?
It was. It didn't work is the problem. So it's okay if we forgot it.
Disagree. I think it did. The Techertainment. But I also could use it as a, hey, go look this up.
Yes.
Could also be the name
of
this category. So now I don't follow YouTube. I'm too old.
Yeah.
I'm too old. You knew it from the moment I introduced myself. But I have come across this girl over and over again. She's amazing. Her name's Simone Yetz, and she does these really cool inventions. A lot of times she makes inventions that aren't supposed to work, but do something else differently. But this week on her YouTube channel, she's made a dog selfie booth. So the dog goes in and he pushes a button and it takes a photo and he gets a treat. And it's just... she's so enchanting and engaging, and the invention of it is so adorable, and the dog is super cute.
The pictures are cute, and also it's made entirely out of Legos.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Which is, was it sponsored by Lego?
Yeah,
probably.
Well, I mean, it's cool. It's cool.
We still love a Lego. We still love a Lego. So, Simone Yetz is how it's pronounced, but it's spelled Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, G-I-E-R-T-Z.
Wow. Not what I would have guessed.
So I wouldn't have either. But here's what I did is I put it into YouTube and then give me my late night talk shows. The one that starts with Steve.
Colbert.
Yeah. He had her on and he pronounced her name that way.
I felt like suddenly I was solving a riddle.
It's a lot what it's like talking to me.
Okay. Late night talk show. Give me. Okay. I'm thinking one. It starts with S. S is what I'm going for.
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say to me.
Carell have one now?
Maybe. Who knows? He should. Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. I'd like that. All right. What's he doing in this downtown?
Oh, texting.
I'm texting. Yeah. Okay. All right. Point is, go check out this dog selfie booth. It's very cute.
Okay.
All right. Now, Alexis, votes. We love them. We love them so much. We love those votes. I put in my little ballot today. Oh, we've got a ballot box that is maybe 300 steps away. They made it so easy on me. And it does. It feels so good to do it. But I didn't know because I was. This is the first time I've ever voted early, voted by mail and used a ballot box. And I did get a little like, well, how do you know if it worked? And of course, they've got that for you. Yes. It tracks. So you just go and check it 2 or 3 days later. And they're like, yeah, we got your vote. We received it. But I guess it varies from state to state.
Yeah.
So where do people go for that?
So for California, you can simply go to sos.ca.gov and then you can see yours. And I'm sure every other state has a similar thing. But insert your little
usually
state
just
in there.
Google voter status.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like this feels like really
Where's my ballot?
But more importantly, it's just like, hey, you can check on things because I know there's been a lot of scary things going on where people are like, someone set fire to all the ballots. So just check it out and make sure that didn't happen to you.
Yeah. That's it. Or I think even more of just like assure yourself that like, oh, this is a system that works. Yeah. This is great. I put it in and they got it. It works. We can trust it.
Yeah.
Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
Made it to the end of another episode. So good seeing you. I missed you so much.
Same.
Thank you for being a pal. Because I think, you know, sometimes as a friend, you need to have like a bit of an intervention and say, hey, no, you're wrong. And then sometimes it's past the time. It doesn't matter. My dog's disaster was entirely my fault. I definitely messed up. But you were such a friend about it to be like, what's it going to matter if we just scold her now? You know, I know going forward to never let him off the leash. I know.
I know. And also, I think like what you were saying about you're like, I knew it was a gamble. I decided to try it. It didn't work. It would be weirder to me if you were like, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to do it again. I would be like,
Okay. That's where the intervention comes in.
Yes.
Well, but we can't do it.
Yeah. Like, hey, look, you tried a thing. You learn.
Gave it a shot.
Live, laugh, love. And then
confirmed
love
yet
cycles.
Again. I love it. Mm-hmm. They're so proud of you. They're so proud of you for remembering their log line.
Yeah, I got you guys.
You sure do. Okay, well, I will see you. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, I think so.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do it again
next
week.
Let's do this podcast again.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. I'll see you next week. Until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.